Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Tracy A. from La Mesa.
Hi, I'm Tracy. I'm an alcoholic. What a rush. Oh, my heck. I am very nervous. the cool thing is that it's just 10 minutes, which, oh, my heck, I wish I would have just found out 5 minutes ago. But I had the opportunity to think about this for about the last month. And all day today I was trying not to think about it, and then my head was just running with my story. And I'm thinking, how am I going to fit like 24 hours of talking in 10 minutes? So anyway, okay, I'm going to try and relax. I can't possibly share my story in 10 minutes, so I'd like to kind of touch on the highlights. I try not to romanticize my drinking and the depths that it brought me to, because sometimes it's easy to do that. But what I thought it was important to say, oh, by the way, oh my gosh, happy birthday, and congratulations to the token taker, and welcome to the newcomers. This is a great place, and the cool thing is we don't have to drink again, so, and you never have to be alone. But anyway, so the one thing that I did want to mention about my drinking history is that, you know, I've been to rehab several times, and my first stint in this program started when I was 16 years old. I finally got sober when I was 19 and stayed sober for 4 years and chose to drink again. Spent 10 years drinking. In that time, I had 3 children, and a lot of people talk about losing their marriage because of their alcoholism. Well, I got married because of my alcoholism. And I found through working the steps what motivated me to make certain decisions in my life that made it important for me to anesthetize myself, I guess you could say, that made it important for me to check out. I was raised in a family where my parents dealt methamphetamine. And so alcohol was great for me, and it gave me an opportunity to escape a life that wasn't really good for me. So at 34, I had reached a turning point. I reached a bottom, and you know, my drinking was quiet and alone, and I was a mom, and I had a job, and I had the house, and I had the kids, and you know, by all appearances, everything was okay. But I sat alone a lot, and I read through the People magazine and thought about how cool I thought I was as I sat in my dark house, you know, and the empty place right here just stopped being filled with alcohol. And I woke up on Super Bowl Sunday, February 1st, 2004, and was done. I was afraid that I was going to die. I was afraid that my children were going to find me dead one morning because of what I did every single night by myself in my house. The cool thing is that I hit a bottom. You know, the worst day of my life ended up being the best day of my life. And I celebrate that day now. I celebrate it more than I celebrate my own, you know, belly button birthday. The fantastic thing about Alcoholics Anonymous is that after I admitted that I was powerless over alcohol and that my life had become unmanageable, and after I discovered that I was insane and that there was somebody who could help me, and after I took that like Nestea iced tea plunge and gave myself over to a power greater than me, which was fantastically liberating, by the way, it stopped being so much about quitting drinking as it became how to live. And the steps are so, so important to me in my sobriety. I got done with the drink, and I started getting on with why I took the drink. And that led me to a whole bunch of self-discovery. Why I can't eat just one cookie. Why I choose to date the certain guys that I was dating. why I care so much about what you think about me, you know, and all of these little crazy things that I do that taking drinks helps me hide. And now here I am without my alcohol, and I'm left with just me, and I'm crawling out of my skin, and I'm sober. And thank God I've got the beautiful women and the wonderful people of Alcoholics Anonymous to teach me and to walk me through how to be peaceful and how to quiet those voices that are with me when I'm alone, and how to just not care so much about what you think of me as what am I doing to be a good person. You know, and each and every one of the steps are fantastic. Step 4 helped me discover who I am. Step 5 helped me to understand that I'm okay and not alone. Step 6 helped me realize what I'm about and that it's okay. Step 7 helped me realize that I can grow. Step 8 made me realize that I've got something to clean up. 9 was liberating, and as scary as it was, helped me grow. 10 is something that I try to do all the time, but oh my gosh, you know what? I haven't touched my journal in a couple days, and you know what? I've got sober girlfriends that I talk to every single day that keep me in check and help me do my inventory on a daily basis. 11, I found some calm and peace in quieting myself. And you know, the whole 12 thing, I'm not sure about. I think that's why I'm up here tonight. I don't know if you can get anything out of this, but I hope so. And you know what's cool is that it didn't have to be perfect the first time, because I keep getting to do it over and over and over again. I go to meetings. I go to meetings regularly. I had the opportunity last week to escort my grandmother to her high school reunion, the class of 1942. Which, in Iowa, which was the 65-year high school reunion, and I was present, and I was sitting with a lot of 83, 84-year-olds, and you know what? I was able to sit quietly and visit and be present with them and appreciate the beauty in things that I just didn't appreciate before, because I was so stuck in my own head and what are they thinking, and I want to go out and have a cigarette and oh my God, you know. It's in Creston, Iowa. It's a town of 8,000 people. So I looked in on the internet in Alcoholics Anonymous to find what meetings were there. They have a total of 6 meetings a week in Creston, Iowa. And I was able to go to one of them, and I just, you know, I'm so lucky to live here in San Diego, and I'm so glad I don't wear overalls. No, I'm joking. You know what? They're as cute as can be, and it was neat that Alcoholics Anonymous is in Little Creston, Iowa. I was the only girl in the meeting, and it was just fun, and it's really neat that I'm part of a fellowship and a family that no matter where on this earth I go, I am not alone. Never alone again. I'm not alone in that house anymore. I'm not, I don't have as much fear as I had before. You know, standing here before you scares the hell out of me, and I'm just, I don't know, my rushes today are further and you know, fewer than they were before, and so this kind of freaks me out. But I don't think I've gone for my 10 minutes, but I really, I think I got out when I wanted to get out, and so I appreciate you all being here, and thank you so much for being here for me. Yeah.